You're listening to the Armed American Radio Network, brought to you every week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. And now, your host, Mark Walters.
The Ordinary Guy columnist from Concealed Carry Magazine. Our board operator and producer tonight is Sean. The phone number, should you wish to participate in this evening's program, 877-956-9566. 877-956-9566. Or you can email me live on the air at mark@armedamericanradio.org, and we'll get your questions or comments or whatever else you want to tell us out live to America tonight. We have got a dynamite program this evening. We've got two guests that join us, Mr. Mike Barham. He is a media liaison with Galco Gun Leather. He's going to talk to us about some really fun products. And coming up after him, after the first break, Mr. George Hill, the Mad Ogre himself, the legend, will be with us to talk about anything and everything. Not a program you want to miss, so stick around. First off, we want to get to these guys real quick, so let's run through some things. I'll get it out. Reno, you folks listening to us live, picking us up out there, concealed weapons applications, we have it on good authority, are up 30%, according to Kevin Roth, an approved concealed weapons instructor at Arms to Bear in Sparks. And I guess that's verified by your sheriff out there in your county, so congratulations. Keep it up. Good work. Two quick emails to run through this evening. Number one, Mark, first off, thanks for the great program. I do not get it here locally in Abilene, Texas, but I'm working on that. But I have downloaded all the past episodes and have been working through them. I am a new concealed carry here in Texas. I've learned a lot from both your radio show and articles in USCCA. When my sons were both home from leave from the U.S. Marines at Christmas this last year, our present to each other was to get the training for our concealed carry licenses, which we all have now. I had a question. If I heard right, you said Utah had a great many states that have agreements which recognize their CHL permits. Is it possible to hold licenses from different states? Yes, it is, obviously. And I would recommend that. Pick up Florida or pick up Utah, and that'll give you the most reciprocity across the country. I would like to get more training and was wondering if you knew or could recommend some training that might be in my area of Texas. This comes in to us from Mr. Ed Rouse and his two sons. I want to give a mention here to Samuel and Daniel, who are stationed out at Camp Pendleton. They're heroes. Thanks for listening, and thanks for making it possible for me to sit here on the radio, and thanks for keeping me and mine safe and everybody else. We appreciate your service to this country very much. Ed, I'll get back with you by email on some trainings, some trainers out there in Abilene, Texas, so stick around, okay? Next, and I need everybody to pay very, very close attention to this. Very close attention. This email came in from Tom Trocine, and I guess that's his name, so I want to get this proper. I wanted to share this with you and the AAR audience. Yesterday, I was at my local shooting range and talking to some of the guys working there. They told me they had one of the range boys observed by some tourists from Great Britain and were letting them use several of the rental guns. An AR-15 with 9mm conversion, several revolvers, and semi-autos. I noticed one man and a 10-ish-year-old boy standing nearby and a target laying on the table with the bullseye shot out of it. I asked the 10-year-old, "Did you do that?" He smiled a huge grin and said yes in a distinctly British accent. He went on to say how lucky we are in the U.S. to be able to own and shoot firearms and how he wished he could live here. His dad commented that they'll visit the U.S. often. It struck me afterwards how right the boy is. In Great Britain, there is no such thing as a shooting range, to my knowledge, and gun ownership is basically non-existent. Here there were people who took a vacation to Central Florida, primarily to visit Disney, but make the extra arrangements and time to shoot at one of the local ranges. We are lucky in this country to have Second Amendment and the right to own handguns for sport, recreation, and self-defense. I'm more motivated than ever to keep my eye on the anti-gunners and fight to keep our rights for my kids and the rest of us. I'll be at a tactical concealed carry class all day Sunday, the next installment of my never-ending training to be a responsible gun owner. I look forward to listening to Sunday's podcast or broadcast. Thanks for all you do, Tom Trocine, citizen, USCCA, and NRA member. Folks, remember that letter. Remember that. We're going to get to something you're going to have a lot of fun with tonight. But if you remember Nikki, remember that letter. I would like to welcome tonight our first guest. Our first guest tonight comes to us from U.S. Galco, and that is Mike Barham. Mike, you are on Armed American Radio, my friend. Welcome to the program.
Thanks very much, Mark. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. We have got a lot to go over in such a short amount of time, Mike. I want to let the listeners know that I'm a big fan of your products.
Thank you very much.
I'm not on Galco's payroll. Yet, anyway, right?
Right.
But I have been carrying with a variety of Galco holsters for a number of years, and I wanted to have you on just to talk about holsters in general. You know, we're getting ready. Now, you're in Phoenix, Arizona. I want to let everybody know that. Climate's a whole lot different than it is out here on the East Coast.
Sure is.
Talk to us about some transitional carry things and what you guys recommend and some of your new product lines and some fun stuff that you guys going on out there.
Sure. As far as transitional carry methods and things like that, one of the things that we really recommend you have, especially if you live in an area that's maybe not so like Phoenix where it's, you know, kind of summer and spring and those are the only two seasons we have, but in the parts of the country, especially where they have four seasons, we like to call it a holster wardrobe. And what we mean by that is just like you wouldn't wear the same pair of shoes to church, to the gym, on a hiking trip, things like that, you don't necessarily want to have the same holster all the time. You might not be able to use, say, an outside-the-belt holster or a shoulder holster 100% of the time, but you still want to be able to carry your pistol and be adequately armed. In order to do that, you might need to have two, three, maybe four different holsters in order to keep yourself safe and keep your handgun adequately concealed all the time. And that might mean having an outside-the-belt holster, and it might mean also having an inside-the-pants holster, and it might mean a third carry mode like perhaps a shoulder holster or an ankle holster. And obviously, Galco offers all those options and then some. And while I'm not pitching, you know, everybody having a giant box of holsters or anything, what we do want is everybody to be able to carry their gun all the time because, as we all know, the first rule of gunfighting is have a gun.
Mike, I am sure that you're aware that most gun owners have that what we refer to as the holster drawer.
Yes, I have one myself.
I do too, and I bet yours is huge. I would love to see yours. To me, I envision yours as being a closet in your home as a Galco employee. But I've got a pretty darn big one myself, and you know, I've probably got, oh my gosh, I don't know, I couldn't even tell you how many, probably two or three dozen holsters in that thing.
Sure.
Let me tell you what my favorites are. I got an email question from somebody earlier today that I'll go ahead and I don't remember his name. I apologize. I'm sure he's listening, but he commented on my just picking up the Glock 23 that I mentioned on the air last week.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to know what I carry it in. Well, the Glock 23 has been one of my favorite carry guns over the years. I got away from them, played with the nickel-plated guns for a while, and just went back to the Glock recently. But I have two holsters for that, and you don't want to hear this right now. I know you don't, but I'll tell you anyway. I'm actually carrying tonight in a Blackhawk. And if
okay.
I'm not carrying in the Blackhawk, I'm carrying in the Galco concealable outside the waistband.
Sure.
Which is what I carry all of my other guns in, is a Galco concealable. I love the holster. What are your biggest sellers there?
Well, you might be surprised to learn that our ankle glove, the ankle holster, is is one of our best-selling holsters. And we sell that to armed citizens, but also to a lot of federal agents who carry backup guns. In terms of belt holsters, we do very well with the concealable that you just mentioned. Our signature holster, which is our Miami Classic shoulder holster, continues to do extremely, extremely well for us. In inside-the-pants holsters, our Royal Guard horsehide holster does very, very well. And our new CarryLite line of holsters has really taken off. And this is a very economically priced line of holsters made from a material called center-cut steer hide. And that new line has done extremely, extremely well for us. You can get a quality leather holster for around $30 in that line.
You know, I've got actually in my holster drawer, I have every one that you mentioned.
Excellent.
Let me tell you what I do here. I carry in an outside concealable, and I've got a number of leather holsters. I am partial to the Galco. They've been with me for a long time. I carry in the Galco concealable, as I mentioned, outside the waistband. The 1911, if and when I carry it in a Royal Guard because mm-hmm. of its size. The horsehide, phenomenal holster, incredibly comfortable. And the, like you mentioned, the Miami Classics, I've got two of them, one for the Smith & Wesson 9 and one for the 1911. There's nothing like it. As we transition into fall here, and you can start to put a sweatshirt on. We can start to put a light coat on. A quick trip to the grocery store or the convenience store, man, I'm telling you what, throw that thing on over your shoulders like a shirt, stick a sweatshirt over it, and you're out the door. That's dynamite stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And a shoulder rig is great for that level of convenience in that you can shrug it on and have all your equipment with you. You've got your pistol. You've got your spare ammo. Galco also offers an offside carrier that allows carry of two magazines and a surefire type flashlight. And that's a very handy thing to have. In fact, when I was in Afghanistan in 07 and 08 with the Army, and I used a shoulder holster set up exactly that way.
Mike, I'm going to have to cut you off here, my friend. I apologize. We've got some music, which means we're getting ready to take a break. Stick around, everybody. We'll be back. I want to thank Mike for joining us. We'll be back on Armed American Radio with George Hill, the Mad Ogre.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Hi, my name is Shirley Van Heest. I'm from Michigan, and I've been using Annie Willoughby's 3-step plan for about 9 months. When I was introduced to the 3-step plan, I saw the value of it and I saw the potential in it. It offers an opportunity to provide some security that you can be in charge of. So many things are out of our control in today's economy. And if we can set ourselves up in business and we can secure our own future, then I guess we don't have to worry too much. We will get through whatever difficulties may lie ahead. I have never seen anything that has worked so wonderfully. I have seen the potential in it, and now it's becoming realization. And I have really seen great results. I'm feeling very positive about the future and very positive about the growth of my own particular business.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For more information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258.
The outlandish claims are everywhere. Settle your debt for pennies on the dollar. Trinity wants you to know the whole truth about debt settlement plans. Fact, most debt settlement clients pay thousands in upfront fees only to end up in bankruptcy with their credit scores ruined. It's true. With debt settlement, your creditors can sue you, forcing you to sell your assets and surrender your paycheck to wage garnishment. If you have a sincere desire to meet your obligations, remember this. Trinity has been a loyal member of the Christian Radio family for more than 20 years. Let us show you how to work within your budget, pay off your debt, save thousands, improve your credit rating, and preserve your good name. Call 1-800-936-5348. That's 1-800-936-5348. If your debt has you down, we should talk. call 1-800-936-5348.
Welcome back to Armed American Radio, everybody. I'm your host, Mark Walters. We've got Mike Barham from Galco on the line. Mike, are you still with us?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay, good. I got to wrap this up. I apologize. The show is just too short, but stick around because in not too distant future, we're going to be going to 2 and 3 hours, and everybody's going to like to hear that. Any final thoughts on Galco products? Anything you can recommend to the listeners out there?
Well, I'd just like to mention that we've got a couple of new products just coming out here, very suitable for concealed carry, especially with serious pistols. We've got our N3 inside the waistband holster, which is sort of an evolution of our NSA series that we've had in our line for several years, but very nice professional-grade IWB holster, got a sweat guard, open top, reinforced mouth, and we've also got a new Kydex inside the pants holster called the Triton, which has all the advantages of a plastic holster. Galco is obviously known for its leather products, but we'd sort of be remiss if we didn't include some good Kydex and injection molded type products, so we're very happy with those, and those have really done well for us since we introduced them at the SHOT Show this year.
Well, excellent. You've got great stuff. I love it. I carry with it. I recommend everybody go out and check out the site. Mike, I appreciate you joining us on Armed American Radio this evening, my friend. You're in my favorite city and my favorite state, outside of Tombstone, I got to tell you that. But stay cool out there. Thank you very much for joining us on Armed American Radio Network tonight, Mike. Appreciate it very much. Everybody get out there and check out usgalco.com. Okay,
thanks.
We are now going over to the Mad Ogre himself. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know who George Hill is, he is a gun writer, trainer, businessman, and blogger. In fact, he is known as the Blog Father. The Blog Father. George Hill's been blogging about guns before blog was in the dictionary, and we welcome George Hill to the program tonight. George, welcome to Armed American Radio, my friend. I'm really excited to have you on with us tonight.
Hey, this is a good show. Just talking about those Galco holsters. Man, you could talk about that all day.
Do you carry with them?
Absolutely. I've got a drawer full of Galco holsters. It's anytime you talk about leather, any leather holster, it's my first choice is Galco.
You know, I got to tell you the same thing. There's great leather holsters out there. I've got a whole host of them out there. And, you know, I've got everything from Tagawas on up to Kramers and Galcos, and all of them are great products.
Oh, yeah.
But each one does something a little bit different, George.
It does. You know, and you have to have the right holster for the right situation. The weather, your outfit can all have an effect on which holster is going to carry best for you that day. And if I'm going to drop a $1,200 Kimber, into a holster and go out, you know, and expect that to save my life, it's going to be a Galco. And that's just being honest out there. But you could talk about that all day long. And that's my job, is I make my living talking guns all day long and writing about guns and blogging about guns. And there's just so much out there to talk to. You can never cover it all.
Hey, George, let's talk about that. Let's use that as a tool to kind of, let's use a big word here, segue into a conversation with you here.
Okay.
The Blog Father. Brother, I've been reading your blog for a long time, and your unique take on everything is dynamite at madogre.com. And let everybody know, it is madogre.com, M-A-D-O-G-R-E.com. Go out and check this out. And you're getting a ton of hits every day now, I know. What got you started here, George?
You know, I used to read Wired magazine back when it was really cool, and they had a search engine called Hotbot, and they were doing some free hosting for home pages, because that's what the blogs used to be called, you know, back in the Stone Age. It was called a home page. So I threw up a home page and just started throwing down opinions and my philosophies, and it just kind of continually grew and grew, and I never archived anything. I just would just delete stuff and write something else. And then I got hooked up with some friends who were really technical, you know, just total geeks. And they helped me out, and they helped me get an actual domain name. And it just kind of just kept growing, kind of like the stuff in the back of the fridge. You know, the more you don't mess with it, it just keeps growing.
I wouldn't know about anything in the back of the fridge. Yeah, I would, unfortunately. Hey, George, you know, back in the early day, I've been writing for Concealed Carry Magazine for a long time. mm-hmm. as you well know, and mm-hmm. you were too,
yes.
far more regularly back 4 or 5 years ago. And your reviews, man, they were Bible. It was gospel to me when I saw your reviews of the guns. What got you started there?
Yeah. I just got an email from Tim Schmidt, and I think I was on thehighroad.org, and I think it was, yeah, it was Tim, and he just kind of emailed me out of the blue, hey, I like your stuff on your website. How would you like to submit an article for me? And I'm like, yeah, cool. And this was like in the very, very beginning of Concealed Carry Magazine, and that's a fantastic magazine. If any of the listeners out there don't have Concealed Carry Magazine, you're wrong. It's got great content every month, and I just, you know, had a little unexpected surprise. Wife told me she was pregnant, and things got really kind of helter-skelter, and we had our baby, and I really haven't written an article for Concealed Carry Magazine since, but I've always meant to, and, you know, Tim and Kathy will probably get an article landing on their desk sometime as soon as something, you know, comes out that's really interesting.
Well, you know, what's interesting to me, because I've read just about every one of your reviews when they come out, is the brutal honesty with which you approach your review. And, you know, I've been reading American Handgun or Guns and Ammo for years, and I love the magazines. They're great, but they're really beholden to the advertiser. And the one thing that Concealed Carry Magazine is not is beholden to the advertiser. And I'm not sitting here trying to plug it as a commercial because I write for them and that you do. But the fact of the matter is, the reviews that you get are brutally honest, and they're not beholden to anybody. What's the favorite? What's your favorite? And it's a loaded question, no pun intended, but what's your favorite gun you reviewed for that magazine?
You know, I've got two favorites. The first one is the SIG SAS 40 that I reviewed. That gun, just wow. I mean, it was a fun gun, and I had a fun time writing for it. But then the gun I really liked was that EAA Witness 10mm, because you know, just the whole adventure trying to get ammo to shoot the gun to test it, and I try to shoot about 500 rounds at minimum, and that's what I try to do. But with that gun, I was only able to do about 5 or 6 boxes because that was all the ammo I could find. But in the testing, we were testing penetration like mad, and my buddy Ben, he was shooting it, and the ejection was coming out so hard, hitting his window. We didn't realize it, but it was literally cracking his windshield when the casings were hitting it. And so, you know, a new windshield for Ben, and it just kind of crazy having fun with that.
Yeah, that, you know. Now tell me, I've always been curious, and then I've got so many questions for you. Do they offer you a bargain when they send you a gun for review?
I'll be honest, sometimes they do. Some companies will, you know, you have the option of mailing the gun back or mailing them a check. And on some of those guns, for example, that, you know, that EAA, you know, they got paid for it instead. You know, you had to keep the gun. Some gun companies, and, you know, one, like, my first surprise was, like, Kel-Tec. I did a review, sent the gun back, and that was a neat little gun. And, you know, a few weeks later, the gun comes back, says, hey, here's a trigger job and the action job. It's all smoothed up. And I'm like, wait a second, I didn't send it back for repair. So I contacted Kel-Tec, and they're like, yeah, just keep it. We like the article.
Hey, that's beautiful stuff. You can hear the music. It's Kiss. I love them. Been listening to them for a long time. I want everybody to stick around. We've got a ton of questions when we come back with George at Armed American Radio, and we'll take in calls, 877-956-9566. We'll be right back after the break, everybody.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
The credit card companies have received government bailouts, and you're still struggling to make ends meet. If you are behind on your credit card payments, call for powerful, free information and consultation from Financial Freedom of America. The facts are, Financial Freedom of America can show you how to cut your credit card debt in half, and the credit card companies are willing to negotiate for less than what you owe. So now is the time to act. If you need a partner to work on your behalf, call now to get maximum savings off your debts. Financial Freedom of America settled over $27 million in credit card debt last year alone. They can do the same for you. It all starts with a free 10-minute personal and confidential consultation. There is no cost or obligation to find out about this life-changing program. Individual results may vary, not available in all states. So call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191. If you need a personal bailout, call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191.
Hi, my name is Shirley Van Heest. I'm from Michigan, and I've been using Andy Willoughby's three-step plan for about 9 months. When I was introduced to the three-step plan, I saw the value of it, and I saw the potential in it. It offers an opportunity to provide some security that you can be in charge of. So many things are out of our control in today's economy, and if we can set ourselves up in business, and we can secure our own future, then I guess we don't have to worry too much. We will get through whatever difficulties may lie ahead. I have never seen anything that has worked so wonderfully. I have seen the potential in it, and now it's becoming realization. And I have really seen great results. I'm feeling very positive about the future and very positive about the growth of my own particular business.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For more information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
I almost don't want to interrupt that, ladies and gentlemen. That's pretty good stuff. Welcome back to Armed American Radio, everybody. I'm your host, Mark Walters. Feel free to reach out to us at mark@armedamericanradio.org or 877-956-9566 if you want to talk to the ogre. Hey, George.
Yes, sir.
AR-15s, love them or hate them?
You know, I love to hate them.
That's a great answer, because that's probably your most popular piece, wasn't it? Your big hit piece on the AR-15?
Oh, yeah. That's like 8 years old now, and it still gets me hate mail. But, you know, the AR-15, I love the rifle. It's a great rifle for things that it's good at. I just don't think it's a good combat weapon for our soldiers. That's just my opinion. And, you know, everybody's got arguments for and against, but I get a lot of emails saying that, hey, you know, Ogre, you're right. The AR-15 sucks as a combat weapon.
Oh, George.
Now, yeah. It's time
hold on.
Ranting and raving with your host, the Ordinary Guy.
Oh, yeah. Sean just surprised us with this. Oh, man. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been waiting for this for a long time, and Sean just brought this in. Now's the time where I get to go off, and that's my cue. Folks, I could think of no other story to rant and rave or more fitting for the first edition of Rantin' and Raven than this one. You'll recall last week's absolutely heartbreaking interview with Ms. Nikki Gosar, who was forced by the state of Tennessee to leave her gun in the car while she and her husband worked a karaoke gig in a local watering hole. Remember that? Later that evening, the love of her life was gunned down in cold blood by a whack job now awaiting trial, where we here at Armed American Radio hope the outcome of such trial leaves that animal taking a long-awaited and taxpayer-funded dirt nap. Earlier in the week, after that program, I received an email from Ms. Gosar directing me to a blog written by a gentleman named Mr. Jim Bartlett, a friendly British bloke who lives across the pond over in the UK. It read, "If you're going to America for a holiday sometime, then beware of gunslingers. On 14th of July 2009, a Tennessee state law will go into effect allowing registered gun holders to carry loaded guns into bars and restaurants. Nikki Gosar, a resident of Nashville, is claiming that if she had her gun with her in a bar, she could have saved her husband's life when a stalker shot him dead. I'm not convinced of this myself." That's good, Jim. I'm glad. "And what is more scary for me is the idea of being in one of these places when all hell breaks out. What comes to mind is a scene from an old cowboy movie where everyone slides under the table while two gunslingers eye each other up across the floor. Yeehaw! They call it progress in America. Thank God we're not going down this road here." Here's my reply to Mr. Bartlett. "Come on over, Jim. I'm sure any city in the U.S. will be glad to accept your socialist euro. We'll just convert it back to a good old American greenback and stick it in our pocket anyway. Seriously, Jim, you and the other suckers around the world who have been successfully conned into believing the blood in the streets rally cry of the far-left anti-gun kooks really don't have anything to fear here in America. You really don't. While our crime rate is dropping every year as more free Americans exercise their constitutionally recognized right to bear arms here in this country, your supposed gun-free country continues to see meteoric rises in crime against its disarmed populace by gun-toting criminals." Interesting, isn't it? You can look up the stats for yourself. We don't have time here on AAR. But I'll give you one thing, Mr. Bartlett, you're right. Like you, I don't want to get caught inside any establishment when a gun-toting criminal who doesn't give a hoot about the law causes all hell to break loose either. But one thing is certain, sir. If you happen to be in Nashville or any other free city here in America when it happens, you can count on one thing. While you're ducking for cover and praying to your queen for help like the disarmed subject that you are, you'll be safe because Nikki Gosar or someone like her will stand up and save your arse. That's more that can be said for any establishment in your fine country, sir. So dive, Mr. Bartlett, dive, and don't whack your nose on the table chair. You might hurt yourself on your way to the floor. And you know what, folks? It makes me wonder. While millions of law-abiding citizens here in the land of the free train to handle their weapons, do they offer duck and cover floor diving courses on your side of the pond, Jim? Boo! Sorry, boss. Didn't mean to scare you. George, you heard that program. Throw it at me, brother.
I did, and he is just ridiculous. What we're dealing here with is a combination. It's a bad combination of enthusiastic liberalism, ignorance, and unreasonable fears. And we've got to combat that with calm, cold logic. That's the only way we can get our points across. And if these guys are going to persist in being just flat-out stupid, well, hopefully they still believe in Darwinism. So,
well, George, you know, I've read your political rants for a long time and love them. They're brutally honest. I wish I could repeat every word on the air, but we can't. What's interesting to me is, and we talked over the weekend, and you made a couple really telling comments that, you know, we have things built in. We have built-in mechanisms in this country if we want to change things.
Exactly, and that's something that a lot of nations, unfortunately, don't. But, you know, in this turbulent political time, people are getting kind of really worked up. There's a lot of saber rattling, and just thank God we live in America that we don't have to rattle the sabers. We just have to pull the lever at the voting pool, in the voting booths, and you know, cast our votes, and things will change.
Hey, listen, George, real quick, we've got a call here from Tracy, and she's looking for advice, or Tracy, he or she will find out in a second, advice on the best 22 auto and deer rifle, and I'm sure that's coming in for you. So I'm going to bring Tracy on the line right now. Tracy, welcome to Armed American Radio. You're on with Mark Walters and George Hill. Questions?
Yeah, thanks. I got two questions for the expert. Since it's my opinion that if you can't take them out with a 22, you don't deserve to take them out, and I don't have access to a hush puppy, what do you think is the best 22 automatic to use for personal close-in defense?
Well, that would probably have to be like a 22-250, 223 super short mag, something along those lines. You know, a 22 has a long history of making people room temperature. Unfortunately, you know, we don't shoot to smoke fools. We shoot people to stop a threat. And a 22 is just not going to reliably stop a threat before that that threat might stop you. If you got a thug with a knife, you know, you shoot him, it might be a lethal shot. He might die an hour later or a week later from septus or infection or from just bleeding out. But at that point, you know, you're already going to be in the ground. So any 22, you know, unless you're talking something with a full auto, I wouldn't even touch that.
Tracy, you've okay. got another question for George?
Yeah, what would you consider the best cheap basic deer rifle?
Well, you know, I really like the Weatherby Vanguard. You can buy those Vanguards $399. You've got a quality product built in Japan by people who take weapons seriously, even though they can't have them themselves. But $399, that's a good bang for the buck value. You can get it in just about any caliber. Top that off with a Nikon scope of some sort, and you've got a great affordable package, and you can hunt pretty much anything in the world with the Vanguard.
And you stock them at Basin Sports, do you?
Absolutely. BasinSports.com. That's where I work my you know, during the week and on Saturdays. Sometimes we have rotating shifts, so I have a lot of time off. But BasinSports.com, you can check that out. And
great. Thank you a lot.
We'll ship them. Thank you.
Thanks, Tracy, appreciate the call very much. Thanks for listening to Armed American Radio. Hey, George.
Yeah.
We got another caller on here. I think you're going to want to listen to this, my friend. We've got Nikki flashing in on here. Nikki, you must be listening to us live somewhere up there in Tennessee. Did you hear the rant and rave?
I sure did.
Good.
Heard it, and I'm actually getting firearms training this weekend. I've been in Camden, Tennessee at Tactical Response getting my fighting pistol training, and that guy, I mean, he's just ridiculous. I agree.
Well, you know, Nikki, it's really crazy. We talked to you. You know, it's funny because on that guy's blog, he put a video of you from the BBC. George, I showed that to you today.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing more level-headed that I've ever seen.
Yeah, Nikki, good shooting, too, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, Nikki, George. George, Nikki, it's a pleasure to have you back on here. Guys, we've got 30 seconds, actually about a minute. So, Nikki, tell us about your shooting real quick.
Well, I just purchased a Glock 19, and I learned how to shoot that weapon, and I feel comfortable with it now. I actually have a really nice blood blister on my finger where I racked the slide a little bit too hard, but it was really great training, and I'm really excited to
Let me guess, you put about 500 rounds through that bad boy. She's eating everything you feed it to, isn't she?
Yeah, I shot about 700 rounds.
Fantastic. Congratulations, and thanks very much for the call. We've got just a couple seconds before we go to a break. Nikki, you're welcome to stick around. We'll be right back with Nikki and George right after the break on Armed American Radio, everybody.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today, at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
The credit card companies have received government bailouts, and you're still struggling to make ends meet. If you are behind on your credit card payments, call for powerful, free information and consultation from Financial Freedom of America. The facts are, Financial Freedom of America can show you how to cut your credit card debt in half, and the credit card companies are willing to negotiate for less than what you owe. So now is the time to act. If you need a partner to work on your behalf, call now to get maximum savings off your debts. Financial Freedom of America settled over $27 million in credit card debt last year alone. They can do the same for you. It all starts with a free 10-minute personal and confidential consultation. There is no cost or obligation to find out about this life-changing program. Individual results may vary, not available in all states. So call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191. If you need a personal bailout, call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191.
Hi, my name is Shirley Van Heest. I'm from Michigan, and I've been using Andy Willoughby's three-step plan for about 9 months. When I was introduced to the three-step plan, I saw the value of it, and I saw the potential in it. It offers an opportunity to provide some security that you can be in charge of. So many things are out of our control in today's economy, and if we can set ourselves up in business, and we can secure our own future, then I guess we don't have to worry too much. We will get through whatever difficulties may lie ahead. I have never seen anything that has worked so wonderfully. I have seen the potential in it, and now it's becoming realization. And I have really seen great results. I'm feeling very positive about the future and very positive about the growth of my own particular business.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For more information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258.
Welcome back to Armed American Radio, everybody. We've got two great guests on here. Nikki, can you stick around with us? You're going to hear some really fun stuff if you can.
Sure.
Okay, great. Hey, George?
Yes, sir.
All right, the AR-15. I don't want to spend too much time on that, but while we've got Nikki on the phone, she'll stick with us through the break. You know, you're a wealth of information out there, as everybody heard from your answers to Tracy out there. What a great call and great responses, which is, you know, I could do a two-hour segment with you without batting an eyelid.
We'll have to do that in the future.
Oh, we definitely will, because this show's going to 3 hours, and I know a lot of people listening are wanting to hear that, and I'll have a lot more information on that in the coming 2 weeks when we kick syndication up, to use Emerald's term, another notch.
Nice.
You've seen Nikki shoot on those videos, okay? So, Nikki, you're doing great. Keep up the great work. Any advice?
Just concentrate, Nikki. Just concentrate on the front sight post. Focus on that. Keep a sharp focus. Let your target go blurry. Break that trigger with a smooth pull.
That's Nikki, how are you doing with your accuracy out there? Tell us a little bit about what you're shooting and at what distances. What'd you do in the training class today?
Oh, wow. Well, let me let you talk to my firearms trainer here. He'll tell you exactly what I did. Hang on a second. This is
sure
James
thing.
Hager.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing? Welcome to Armed American Radio. You're on with the Mad Ogre, George Hill, and Mark Walters. Tell us about Nikki's training today.
She took a class called Fighting Pistol, and Fighting Pistol basically is a two-day class that is used to teach people how to operate their firearms under stress. And so basically we take them through 16 hours of training that encompasses mindset, tactics, skill, and finally gear. And the students shoot on average about 750 rounds over the two-day course. And there's a strong emphasis from beginning to end on a fighting mindset, handling a gun efficiently in a fight.
And, you know, beautiful stuff. I've taken similar training. George, tell us about what you teach.
pretty much the same thing. The mind focus is absolutely critical because, you know, we have infantry divisions over in the sandbox and, you know, in combat. And generally it comes down to that you'll have 20% of the soldiers doing 80% of the actual killing. The difference is that mindset. You've got to be focused on the task at hand. You've got to keep yourself calm, and you've got to, you know, understand that no matter what happens, the fight's on, the fight's real, and your duty is to engage that target cleanly and make your shots count.
Amen to that, my friend. Amen to that. Hey, George, something else I want to ask you about, too, while you're talking about some training. You know, you on your website, you guys have got We the Armed up there. That's a that's your new forum, correct?
That's right.
And it's cooking right along. We want to tell everybody about that and where they can go get involved.
Right on wethearmed.com. It's a fantastic forum. It was started kind of as a combination between an original mattogre.com forum and a forum from my friends over there at FBMG, and they had a little forum too. And we just kind of, well, we're all friends, so we just slapped it together, and it really, really kind of exploded. We had some good growth there, and we've got a real good group of guys. We've got some of the most intelligent, level-headed folks I've ever met. We've got lots of veterans from Army, from Marines. We've got law enforcement officers, Navy, Air Force. I think we've even got a Coastie. We've got people from around the world. It's international. We've got members from the UK that would like to probably counter that Englishman's ignorance, and each one of them over there in the UK, all of those guys, they love guns, they love the shooting sports, and they really, really regret letting those rights slip away from them.
Well, you know, that's why I wanted everybody to listen, and I guess you were hearing it at the beginning, that first letter that I read, or I should say the second letter that I read, you know, because their rights were stripped from them. Folks, you know, that's why politics is so important. As much as I hate to discuss it, George, we have no choice in today's environment but to talk about it.
We have
and
to.
You have to. You have to talk about it. You know, nobody knows better than Nikki Gosar what politics can take away from you if you're not involved. And because she was involved, Nikki, are you still on the air with us?
Let me put it back on real quick.
Thank you. You know, because she was involved, she was very instrumental in changing that Tennessee law. And hopefully, as we get her story out there more and more and more, that people start paying more and more attention.
I just wish that things like this didn't have to happen before a politician would get off of his duff.
You know, it's interesting. Nikki, I understand that you have been trying to talk with a sit-down one-on-one with the governor of Tennessee. Am I right?
Yes, that's correct. And he refuses to see me.
Hey, George, is that a shock? He doesn't want to talk to her.
Oh, of course not. Of course not, because Nikki's not seeing seeing his point of view. Nikki should just roll over. She should have just let everything happen and just be glad that she wasn't killed herself, although she probably died on the inside. Nikki, you know, my heart goes out to you. I read that report, and it just ripped my heart out.
Yeah, it's a horrible thing, and every day, I tell you, every day that I wake up and I go to work and I function halfway normal is you know, I have to move forward, and I know that, you know, Ben would want me to move forward, and he would want me to help people and to help.
Well, you know,
people.
Nikki, you did something to a politician, especially a governor, that they don't want to have happen, and that's have a veto. Okay, they were overturned and they were overruled.
I know,
George, they hate
I
that. They hate
it.
That.
Yep.
And
yeah.
You know, that's probably the worst thing that can happen to him. And I don't look for him to talk to you at all. George, Crusader Weaponry, real quick, clue us in. What's up with this? You guys are building a new line of AR-15s. Am I right?
We're waiting for some finalizations on some paperwork and the and some parts. We're getting nothing but the very best parts to put into these AR-15 rifles. And they're just going to be absolute tops. CrusaderWeaponry.com. You can get a link to that off MattOgre.com. It's also doing training, and we're going to offer some gear as well. But our main focus is putting out a gun that you can absolutely depend, you know, hang your life on. And this gun is going to be there to back you up. Nothing but the best.
Hey, George, Do you believe with me? I want to roll quick here because we have so much, we have so little time. Home defense weapon. How many times have you heard or probably said it yourself? You use your pistol to fight your way to your shotgun. Truth to that statement?
Oh, absolutely.
What's the best tactical shotgun for somebody to have beside their bed?
Remington 870, baby. It has been the best shotgun for years and years and years and will continue to be the best. It's simple. It's rugged. It's going to get the job done without any frills, without any games. And you can have that gun in any configuration you want, just like an AR-15 rifle. I mean, you can tweak that thing out. It's rugged. It's reliable. And it's proven. And it proves itself every year in the hunting fields across the country.
Well, it also proves itself, I think, in probably 80% of squad cars across the United States in all 50 states.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And, you know, I've got to admit that I've got a Mossberg 500, and it's a, you know, it's a nice weapon. I've tricked it out. It's good looking. It's fun. It's easy to shoot. Mm-hmm. I got rid of the pistol grip. You know, mm-hmm. too many movies out there try to fire that thing with a pistol grip, and it's ridiculous. I've got a nice folding stock on it, and, yeah. You know, it's a very powerful weapon.
Well, I like the folding stocks. It makes it convenient to store and to hide and to get in and out of vehicles. You know, that it's a matter of convenience, but when it comes time to pull the trigger, you extend that stock, get a good shoulder weld, and make a shot that counts.
George, I can't believe you're talking about hiding a weapon. Come on now.
Hey, you know, I've got weapons stashed all over the place. Here in Utah, we're legal to carry a weapon hidden in our vehicle without a carry permit. I've got guns in the house. I've got kids who know how to use guns. I've got a wife who knows how to use guns. You know, she's beautiful. She's my backup. And, you know, it's just part of our Bible-grabbing, religion-clinging, gun-shooting culture. That
Let me get your thoughts on that as we move, as you kind of tee me up. I got you just teed me up, so I got to take a swing at this.
Nice.
Obama, where are we going with this guy? What's your take?
Hopefully we're going straight to a history book, and he'll just be a footnote. First black president, you know, that's great. I'm proud of the country that, you know, we've moved past racism to the point where we have a black president. I just wish the man wasn't an idiot. He comes from a whole history of being put up on a pedestal by other people, being a community organizer, being a senator. That's fine. He's never actually done anything, except now he's actually been doing quite a bit, and that is trying to ruin our nation as fast as possible.
Well, you know, the term I think we're looking for is elitist.
Oh, absolutely.
And hey, George, we've got just about 30 seconds here. I want to thank you. I want to thank our guest, Nikki, George Hill, the Mad Ogre, for joining me on Armed American Radio. It's too short every week. George, you're welcome back anytime. Trust me, it's not going to be long. Ladies and gentlemen, that wraps up another edition of Armed American Radio. Huge thanks to both guests, Mike Barham, Galco Gunleather, the Mad Ogre. Join me next week when my guests include Florida firearm CCW instructor Mr. Eric Williams, and get this, former congressman and libertarian candidate for president in 2008, Mr. Bob Barr, will be here on Armed American Radio. Until then, join me at theamericangunfighter.com, armedamericanradio.org. Don't forget to visit usgalco and themadogre.com. I'm your host, Mark Walters. See you next week right here on the Armed American Radio Network, folks.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.